This is Kathy of blissbeyondnaptime.com, and you are listening to Melitza on Raising Playful Tots.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Raising Playful Tots. I'm glad that you could stop by today. My name is Melitza. Welcome to the Play Space. It's here that we focus on play that we want to see and experience in our homes. We cover play-related topics to inspire, teach, challenge, and to lead us to have a great time with these kids, and also so that we can introduce a new play idea. If you're new to the show, hi and welcome. And hi and welcome to the regular Playmates. Plenty of room, so come join us as we try out some leaf sewing, thanks to mylittle3andme.co.uk. Last week's show, I shared an interview with Maggie of Red Ted Art about winter craft activities. So if you missed that one, pop on over to the blog where you can listen to that show and find the archive of all the shows at raisingplayfultots.com/shows. Well, this week's show is the start of a three-part series called Crafting Your Simple Holiday Season. Now, we know that it can get really crazy at this time of year, and we are trying to raise playful tots over here, and sometimes this means that we have to make some hard decisions, but we need to be really clear on what direction that we want to go in. So I thought we would do a three-part series on crafting your simple holiday season, a way of reminding us, reminding myself, reminding all of us about how we can have a simple holiday season if we decide to craft one for it. And I like the word crafting because it kind of fits. Crafting, play activities, raising your playful tots. I thought it was kind of a good play on words, crafting your simple holiday season. So I'm just going to grab myself a drink and then I'll see you after this quick break with the first part of crafting your simple holiday season. Stay tuned.
This is Juliet of Creative Star Learning Company. You're listening to Raising Playful Tots.
Welcome to Crafting Your Simple Holiday Season. This is going to be a three-part series, and I've got lots of interesting tips, ideas, prompts, and questions to get you thinking about crafting your simple holiday season. Now, you've all been smitten, I'm sure, by the pictures on Pinterest, in the magazines, of this amazing, joyful, calm, peace, stress-free holiday season. But then you remember what it's really like and what can really happen. And this year you've said that you want it to be different. And so we're going to go through three separate ideas about how we can do that. This first podcast, we're going to talk about commercialization and media coverage. This is the one where we're going to be looking at how we can look back on holidays we've had in the past, have dreams about the holidays that we've wanted in the future, and bring them all together, talking to our family, and be able to have this amazing overview of what we want for our simple holiday season. Now, I've used the word simple holiday season because at this time of the year, there are so many different types of holidays, depending on your faith, depending on where you are in the world. There are many, many different activities that are going on. And for some of us, that will mean in a week or two, we'll have a huge holiday that we have to celebrate. And for others, you won't have that holiday. So instead of calling it Christmas or Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or any of the other many, many religious and secular holidays that we have at this time of year, I've called it the holiday season, because this whole time from October, November, December, and January is just full of special types of activities that we do at this time of year. So to actually focus on crafting a simple holiday season, I'd like you to choose one of these holidays that's the most important for you. After you've done one, you can go on and look at other ones if you'd like to as well. There are two parts that we're going to look at first. We want to tone down the commercialization that creeps in at this time of year, because there's a lot that goes through our eyes and through our senses. And the way to minimize and tone down some of this commercialization is actually to connect more with nature. As the commercialization ramps up and there's more of it being forced at us, we need to actually force ourselves to go out and communicate more with nature. Now, in doing so, we start to see the simple things, we start to connect a little better, and it's more like a balancing activity. We need to minimize our media coverage. Now, I'm not encouraging everybody to turn off all media and to never have anything to do with it at all. That would be ridiculous. But at this time of the year, the media coverage and the commercialization can go bananas. And so it's at this time that we should spend as much of the time as we can having get-togethers with family and friends. These are the times when stories come out, connection happens, and it's most likely the time when you are spending time with family and friends, you don't have time to be watching media or participating in the commercialization. So you're really substituting one thing for another, putting a bit more of a balance, because all of a sudden, where we would normally have our cues, where we'd have the commercialization sorted out, where we'd have had the media coverage sorted out, everything has just been ramped up. The kids get to play more with their friends and with their families. They get to listen in, they get to run around, they get to be kids and enjoy a simple holiday season. Holiday season is about spending time and communicating a full message to our children that it's not just about the things. And so that means that we really have to be proactive in making this a priority. The second thing we're going to look at, we've looked at commercialization and media coverage already and connecting more with nature. The second thing we're going to look at that often causes us the most strife during the holiday season is the busyness of the season. We need to get peace with our calendars, our spouses and our workplaces, the school commitments and the carol concerts, the work dues, the club meetups that we need to go to. Also, the need for special or specially prepared decorations, crafts, foods and entertaining. Now, none of these things are wrong in of themselves. We all like a good work do and a good sing-along. We like to prepare special crafts with the kids, for the kids, and who doesn't like the special food that comes with the season? But if we decide to go big with everything, where is the time going to happen? How are we going to be able to balance everything out? And this is where the busyness of the season comes in. This is where the problems start to happen because our calendars just get stuffed with so many obligations that we need to go to, so many things that we need to do, and we feel that we need to do them so well and so perfectly, and yet we only have a certain amount of time. And so where does that time get borrowed from? It's usually that the children suffer during this time because they don't get the connection activities as much as they need. It's usually us that suffers because we don't get the downtime that we need. And we all know that when the children get frazzled and we get frazzled, that nobody has a good time. So if we look at all of these areas, the commercialization, the nature, media coverage, the busyness of the season, I'm not looking for a picture perfect holiday at all. That's not what we mean by crafting your simple holiday season. This isn't about turning back the clock and going to the 1940s where we get, you know, one tiny present and we all should be grateful singing around the piano. That's not what we're talking about at all. We're not talking about instant peace and goodwill to all men. But I think that these parts are what frustrates us the most about our holiday season. It's the commercialization, it's the media coverage, it's the busyness of the season. These are the things that, as adults, it's probably why we dislike this holiday season more now than we used to. So I want us to take a moment now to actually focus on what we want and what we can experience with more meaningful rituals and traditions connected with the simple holiday season. Because we want less stress and more holiday happiness. So we're actually going to do some activities. So you'll need to get yourself a pen or a paper or something to write with. If you are traveling in the car, then these questions will be as a download available on the site so that you'll be able to come back and take your time and look over these. So you can be thinking about them now as we go through these questions. But the idea is that we get a chance to really explore what we really want, what we have already experienced, and kind of mesh the two together with a little newness. Maybe that would be the bow. That would be a great metaphor, wouldn't it? Some of these would make great. Can't speak, have to put my teeth in. Some of these would make good questions to ask the kids, maybe over dinner, which is my favourite place to ask questions, or the walk to school, or when you're in the car. Some of them maybe less so, but depending on your kid's age, these are really good questions to muse over yourself. Sometimes the children will give you some really obvious answers. Just skip over those and acknowledge them, because they'll also have ideas and feelings that we will have forgotten, and they are really good to make sure we get those captured. So what would your ideal holiday look like? So take all of those dreams that you've had about what the perfect holiday would look like. Maybe you've got your past that you want to lean back on, what you've already seen. Maybe you have a Pinterest board of what your ideal holiday would look like. I want you to ball it all together, gather it all, and put it all in one place, because we've got some questions that we're going to ask about this dream, this ideal holiday. Number one, the first thing to look at is, which holiday are you going to be looking at? Which simple holiday season, or which simple holiday that you want to focus on? There are so many different ones that can be about. So focus on one, or maybe you want to choose a few of them, or you want to expand it to the season. Number two, what smells do you associate with your ideal holiday? Number three, what would be your perfect holiday, as in special? And if that holiday was going by your wishes, and not special as in the magazine cover, movie dream type perfect holiday, but if you could design a realistic perfect holiday for your simple family tradition, what would it be? What amount of downtime, number four, what amount of downtime would you be expecting to have during this time? What amount of preparation will you need for certain activities? How much time with the family do you want to spend? How much time with the kids do you want to spend? What did you love about the holiday season as a child? Now, I'm thinking more about your feelings here, because we've already explored some of your senses when we've thought about what you could see and smell and maybe hear and touch. But what about your feelings? How did you feel about the holiday season as a child? What about something special for you? What special thing have you decided that you would love to see happen for your ideal holiday? Something that's special for you. Maybe a special thing that happens to you, for you, because of you. What's important to me, or what's important to us as a family during the holiday time? So for many people, they have a specific reason why they're celebrating this particular holiday. It could be a religious reason. It could be that the family have deemed it something that's really special. It could be a cultural holiday. It could be because you're living in another country and this is what they're celebrating, so you are fully into this new cultural celebration that they're doing. There's all sorts of reasons why you are celebrating this holiday time. And for some people, they're celebrating a holiday in a very different way to somebody else. So it's really zeroing in on what's special for you and your family on this holiday time. What do you truly dislike about the holidays? And be as specific as possible if you can. So we've been talking about the ideal holiday and what it looks like. I want you to focus now on what you truly dislike about the holidays. In your ideal, special, simple holiday season, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What do you want to make or try or experience? Now go as wild as you would like to, or go as simple as you would like to. Make it really personal. It's something that you would like to do. This is a good question for the kids too. There will be some things that come up that were predictable. You would know that they would come up. And there are some things that will make you smile and think, oh yeah, we could try that. And this last question, speak to a member of the older generation or two and find out what they remember about the holiday season. I'd like you to look at their perspective because it's really interesting to listen to how other people feel about holidays, how they feel about specific parts of their season, because we love stories and actually the feelings that come to us because of it. We remember very clearly what our holiday season was like when we were younger, probably, and we are in the throes of holiday seasons with young children right now. But if we take the time to speak to the older generation who have had a lot longer, what do they remember of holiday seasons past? Because crucially, I think that they will have some regrets, and it's really good to hear what some of those are because they may align with what you're already thinking, and they may be things that you've already dodged and moved around, and there may be things that you can simply change, or you might even be able to pat yourself on the back and realize that you're not going in that direction because you've already made different types of choices. So we have looked at specifically our ideal holiday and what it would look like and what we dislike about the holidays that we've had in the past. So now we're going to move into the second section of this first part of the series. What happened last year? I want you to look at specific areas. So we've looked at our dream, our ideas of what we think would make a simple holiday celebration, simple holiday season for us. Now I want you to look back on what actually happened. What actually happened for you last year? What was it like? When we really think about the sights and the sounds, all the things, go back a year to about this time last year. What was it like when you were gearing up? What was it like as you were going through the holiday season? I want you to focus on six areas in particular. The first one is the connection activities that you managed to do. Connection activities you manage to do with each other, with family, with friends, with work, wherever those connection activities might be. What types of connection activities did you do? How much time did you spend doing them and did you enjoy doing them? Number two, the busyness of activities. What was it like for the amount of time that you spent moving between activities? Were there a lot of activities? Was there a general busyness of things that were just going on? What was that like? How did you feel? Number three, downtime available. How much time did you have to just soak in the holidays, enjoy the moment, be able to stop and know that you weren't going to be rushing from one place to another? Can you pinpoint actual down points that you had during this season? Number four, what moments made you smile that you can really remember, the things that made you laugh, the things that made you really just chuckle because maybe it was a kid moment, things that happened, maybe it was a place that you visited. What moments can you remember from last year that were positive? Number five, events and activities that you'd like to repeat, things that you want to do again. Number six, the things that you didn't like, the activities and the events that you had to go to and that you would rather not have to discover again. So if you notice, the questions that we had in the first section and the questions that we've had in this second section are all a little different to what you usually get at this time of year. because you are crafting your own simple holiday season, I want you to be reflective and be able to look on what you've done in the past. I want you to have a vision of what your special simple holiday season would look like. And I'd like us to kind of meld them all together and come up with something that's really special, that's just for you. We're not talking about that there is a perfect and only one way to have a simple holiday season. As we've explored many times on Raising Playful Tots, there are lots of ways to have a simple holiday season. There's lots of different ways to raise a playful tot. You have to find what works best for your family. So the busyness of activities for one family will be different for another family. They won't find that as a busy schedule, and another family might find that too much. The connection activities, you may want to do more connection activities, or you may feel that you've got too many, you need some more independent time away from each other. You may feel that you spend too much time with the kids and you want to spend more time with your friends, and the children need to spend more time with their family, for example. There might be something that you do truly dislike about the holidays that you've never really voiced before, and now you're actually going to talk about it and discuss it. So there's going to be all sorts of things that come up, all sorts of things that happen that are different for each family. And like I said, there is no one way of doing it. So you get to work through these ideas yourself. Summarize your feelings, put together your questions of your dream holiday season, and meld that with the realities of what you can do and you have done in the past. You are trying to distill this down to the essence, the important and the essential for your family of your wishes, of what you would absolutely love to have in your simple holiday season. You'll identify aspects of the holiday season you really wish to change and get rid of if it was possible. But you'll also identify things that maybe you want to add and include. Now, it can be really tricky doing an activity like this because you can end up with a huge long list, and we'd be almost back to where we started from with a huge long list of all these things that we want to do because they're simple, right? So we have to be really careful about how we do this stage. At the moment, you just brainstorm and don't restrict yourself. And allow these ideas to sit with you during the week. You'll be able to cross them off, you'll be able to add things to them, and you'll be able to shrink them to a manageable, simple holiday season. In the next part, in part two, we'll be talking about establishing our own family holiday traditions. So if you have your own family holiday traditions, I would love to hear from you, because I'd love to share some of them with everyone in the show today. You can share what you do. Go to the show notes page, which is raisingplayfultots.com/148. And you can leave a comment there about what your favourite family holiday traditions are, or the family holiday traditions that you had in the past. I'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to leave a voicemail, it's free. Just go to raisingplayfultots.com/feedback, and you'll be able to record a short message there telling us about your family holiday traditions that you've done. It's lovely to hear all the different ways that people do different things. There are so many special things that people do at holidays. And part two of this series, we will be talking about how you can establish your own family holiday traditions. So you're not just going to be relying on your dreams and your vision for it. You're not just going to be going into the past of what you've already been doing and feeling badly about things, but you're actually going to meld all of these ideas together with new family holiday traditions and establishing your own holiday traditions. You'd be surprised, you probably do a lot of these things already. And then in the third part, which will be show number 150, in the third part we're going to be talking about gifts, toys, and budgets. So here we are, crafting your simple holiday season. Pop on over to the show notes where you'll have a download of the questions that we've gone through. Find time to kind of go through them, think things through, have some ideas, and start fleshing out your ideas for the simple holiday season. Now, I know many of you are thinking, oh, it's a bit early to be thinking about this. It's never too early to be doing it. Once you're in the middle of it, it's almost like you can't stop. So this is a really good time to stop and actually reflect on what's happened in the past, have a vision of what's going to happen in the future, and let's see if we can have some amazing moments. We can actually have a happy holiday season because we are doing the things that we want to be doing. You've been listening to Raising Playful Tots, show number 148. Come over and play next week. Until then, find time for some unplugged play. Join with me each week as we share, learn, and laugh together about making the most of early childhood playtime. Goodbye! Stress-free.